I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on March 30th, 2020. Linus Torvalds released version 5.6 of the Linux kernel yesterday. The highlight of the new release for many will be out-of-the-box support for WireGuard, bringing modern and secure VPN tunnel functionality into the mainline kernel. Other notable updates include initial support for USB 4 and the work that's gone into ensuring that a 32-bit kernel build will be ready to deal with the year 2038 problem, although many userland components still need updating to cope with that particular issue. As usual, the release added support for more chipsets, boards, and other new hardware. We'll link to the Kernel Newbies write-up in today's notes for a comprehensive rundown of all of the changes. This weekend also saw the popular CD Ripper and audio conversion application Freak land a new release. Version 1.1 rolls out over 80 new features, including DSP-filtered input processing, multi-channel audio, and an integrated tag editor with support for cover images. The application's audio conversion engine has been reworked to take advantage of multi-threading and parallel processing, and new codec support has been added for Opus, Speaks, and Apple's lossless formats, among others. We reported back at the start of February that Bruce Perens had prevailed in his legal battle with Open Source Security, Inc. The case arose when the creator of the GR Security kernel patch set sued Perens for defamation after he'd suggested that their business practices didn't comply with the terms of the GNU public license. While it was unclear at the time whether OSS would seek to appeal the judgment, the case has finally closed in favor of Perens after both parties agreed to terminate the litigation, with the company now having to pay out $300,000 to cover the legal fees racked up by both Perens and the EFF. Finally today, the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers has launched a collaborative development platform. The IEEE has been working towards expanding the reach of its standards association body for some time. The organization rebranded last year to reflect its goal of moving beyond work on international technology standards and has now launched a collaborative development platform for open source coders to use. Based on a hosted GitLab instance along with Pages support, the new offering also provides Mattermost to ease communication among project team members and adds in Docker and Kubernetes integration. Dubbed IEEE SA Open, the new platform hopes to attract the same varied user base that might otherwise set up shop on the likes of GitHub or GitLab, and is free to use once you've created a login and accepted the organization's terms of service. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/134. We'll be back tomorrow.